Bueno, ahora continuamos. We are keep on this audio live transmission through all the galaxy and for everybody who wants to listen to us. And it's useful that each one of you can take part of this event that is happening today all through the world. That is this Radio Tanambi, that is happening in the in your smartphone or in your computer, and you can listen to us without no prejudice. Okay, so you are very welcome to this place. So we are ready now to keep on this to keep on this transmission, you know. Welcome to this radio. I think that we are very comfortable with our friends and with all the people all around the world. From here, we salute you all around the world and Australia. How are you, my friend Nakamuli? And I don't know if you're listening to us, but I would be very happy if it was that. This was a very interesting day in the world. There are many things happening. We were in the morning very worried about what's happening in Saint-Denis town in there in Paris, about this police and military strategy that was around the hunting of this jihadist or ISIS terrorist. But that's not important for us, because we develop in many layers, in many different dimensions, in many different thinking structures, and we think that what was happening there at Paris this morning and what was happening since last Friday was a part of many events that were very, very, very useful to analyze very well all of them. We think that the all the things happening there in Paris, we must put them in context. We must put them in context, not only in a local context as France or Europe, but another context that it can be another mind context. That we are not alone in the universe, that we are not a single little planet in the dust of the cosmos. We are very important for the cosmos. But if we make the effort to take contact with the cosmos, okay? The cosmos get in touch with you. That's very important that you know. And all this transmission now is about the what's really happening in the world today. We are reading this book now, the last book that I wrote, Codex Nexus 6.0, the Liberation. We are in the 52 page reading this book, and we keep on reading this book, and we'll talk later about other things. This is an interview between Al Bielek and a journalist about their trip to Mars. How is possible that Al Bielek goes to travel to Mars? Because Al Bielek was part of a main program called Montauk Project, or Philadelphia Experiment. So you can search for this at the Google searching, and you can find there all the information. The interviewer, the journalist, asking, regarding your experience on Mars, you walk through the time tunnel, you take a step, and you're on Mars. What did you see? Al Bielek answers, well, I was not on the surface of Mars. We were in the underground. The story goes back to the Alternative 3 book, the TV production in England, outlining the fact that we have Mars bases, one or more, pervaded by a joint operation with the US government. I don't know if the Russians are in on it, and aliens. They are on the surface bases. It's a world government operation, really. That's not strictly the United States government. As they were on the surface, which was about 1969, they found that there were entrances to the underground sealed, and they knew there was something down there. The rumors were that there was probably artifacts from an ancient civilization buried underground because there were a lot of remains above ground. Ruined cities that had been there by NASA estimates maybe 300,000 years or 250,000 years, but they found the entrances all blocked, all scaled off to any underground areas. So the word went back through communications in the late 70s to whomever, back to the Montauk and Phoenix project. Can you do anything about this for us? We can get into the underground of Mars. They said, yes, I think we can. Give us some coordinates on the surface of the planet. We'll have to run astronomical computation, which they did, and plug this all into the computer. They wanted two people to go, and it happened to be Duncan and myself. Why two? To corroborate that the other one saw, and also in case there was any problems in the underground. They didn't really know what was down there. So they sent us, and we went up there in the underground. Using the Montauk time space tunnel device developed as a result of the Philadelphia experiment, see Scribe Issues 9, 13, and 14. There was a problem with light. We had to take lighting with us at the time. Later on, if I remember, we found some of the light sources and turned those on. We found eventually that the last remnants of the Martians, if you wish to call them that, died in the underground between 10 and 20,000 years ago, we estimate, and they left everything they had of their civilization underground. We found an enormous amounts of statuary which appeared to be religious. What did they look like? How big were they? Typically 6, 7, 8 foot tall, stone, gems embedded in them, and so forth. These were of human-like people. Yes, they were quite well preserved. Then we found archives. We found a lot of scientific equipment. We found electronic equipment down there, tons and tons of stuff. And the rumor was also later that I didn't recall until Duncan reminded me of it about a week ago. He said, don't forget the 17,000 metric tons of Martian gold they took out. According to his recollection of it was very strange gold. It was 5 tenths denser than ours. It was worth an unbelievable fortune. Where it went, we have no idea, but it was returned to Montauk, and from there it went somewhere. There were several authorized side trips, and Duncan and I got the bright idea, since everything was in the computer, let's take a trip on our own.